Please be seated. And if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, you're welcome to come down. If you'd like to bring a parent or a grandparent, that's perfectly all right. We welcome them because we are all children of God. Good. Come up and find a seat. Great. Once somebody very much like me came to Jesus and asked a question. What must I do in order to remain God's friend forever? Have everlasting life is the way he put it, but to stay close to God forever. Well, Jesus was a Jewish teacher called a rabbi, and rabbis don't often give answers. They answer questions with other questions. So, Jesus said to the person like me, what does the Bible say? Well, I know the answer to that. Love God with all your heart and your soul and your strength and your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, that's right. You got the right answer. Do that and everything will be fine. I like getting the right answer, don't you? But there was just one problem. This guy, like me, needed to know who his neighbor was. For example, where can I stop loving? Who matters and who doesn't matter? Can I love just the girls and not the boys? Can I love just the boys and not the girls? Can I love just the folks from here to here or just the folks from there to there? Can I just love this side of the congregation and not that side, or just that side and not this side? Because this loving business could get to be a big deal. So Jesus, being a rabbi, a Jewish teacher, doesn't give an answer. He tells a story. He said, there was a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell among robbers, and they beat him up, and they took everything he had, including his clothes. They left him by the side of the road, and for all they knew, he was dead. It was terrible. And then one of the good guys comes along, kind of like a priest, kind of like a preacher. A good guy comes along and couldn't tell if that person was a neighbor or not, couldn't tell if his life mattered or not, and so, not being sure, decided to walk by on the other side. And then came another person very much like you. Or you, a good guy, one of the good guys, and couldn't quite tell if this person lying there, dead or alive, maybe was a neighbor or not, if his life mattered or it really didn't. So he walked by on the other side. Then Jesus said, along came a Samaritan. Well, a Samaritan is not a good guy, decidedly not a good guy. These people standing around listening to Jesus had never heard a story in which a Samaritan was a good guy. The Samaritan is always the bad guy. But Jesus fooled them. He said, along came a Samaritan, and when he saw that the man needed help, he didn't hesitate. He didn't say, does his life matter or not? He needed help. His life mattered. So he went over, he washed the man's wounds with wine and oil, and he took cloth and he covered them. They didn't have Band-Aids in those days, so he covered them with cloth. He put him on his own donkey. He took him to an inn. He took care of him. And then when he left, he told the innkeeper, here's some money to keep taking care of this man until he's well. And if you need more, I'll be passing by this way, and I'll be glad to pay you whatever else you spend. And then Jesus turns the table on me, or the guy kind of like me, who asked the question. He asks, who was neighbor to the man who was lying by the side of the road, beaten up and half dead? And because I've never heard a story with a Samaritan as a good guy, I can't even say the word, Samaritan. So I say, the one who showed him mercy, I suppose. And Jesus said, let that Samaritan be your teacher. You go and do what he did. Whoa. You mean anybody who is in need, their life matters? They're a neighbor? It could be anybody who's a neighbor? I can't just pick half. I can't just pick one group. Nope. Not according to Jesus. Now, I'm going to tell some more stories about this very same story. When I do, see if you can see how those stories fit together, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for showing us the way of love. Thank you for giving us Jesus, not to answer our questions, but to ask us questions and to tell us stories that challenge us and help us realize that your love is far larger than we ever imagined, and that our love is supposed to grow to match yours, and that you're here to help us see that that happens. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Thanks for coming down.